And now for a different kind of invasion, Hostel Living, the do-it-yourself travel show. Ray Williams took his savings, threw together a crew of friends who worked at a restaurant called Haru Sushi, and now they show up everywhere. Iceland, Panama, Vietnam. They're looking for adventure. And in one show in Colombia, they're looking for drug lord Pablo Escobar's brother. The entire Vietnam show is devoted to a search for foodie god Anthony Bourdain. That episode is called Hostel Living Vietnam, the Bourdain Experiment. Cameraman Mark Kelly shot this video of Ray Williams on the hunt for Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain ate here, and we're hoping that whoever works here is going to offer up some clues as to his whereabouts, and hopefully take us one step closer to finding Anthony Bourdain.
Very puzzled Vietnamese there. Hostel Living Vietnam, the Bourdain Experiment, won Best Experimental Film at the Manhattan Film Festival. And Ray Williams joins us in the studio. Hi, Ray.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. And sitting next to you, Mark Kelly. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Interesting to see, after having watched that segment, you're still here.
I know.
Because the conceit, Mark, is that you're kind of being dragged along on this, oh, my God, we're looking for. Is that real?
Tell the truth.
It's partly real, yeah. So this process has always been very difficult for me, and I kind of just let that out.
That is the despair of camera and sound people everywhere. Where is that person dragging me? You know, there's a little bit of that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that person will be you, Ray Williams.
Yes.
Where did this come from?
Hostile Living came to me purely just from a love of travel. And that somehow turned into this really ill-thought-out concept of a show called Hostile Living, which is a testament to the fact that when you're traveling on a budget, things aren't easy, they're not comfortable, and they're sometimes, you know, very hostile.
Yeah, and it's a play on words, too, because you often have to stay in hostels.
Exactly,
yeah.
Because there is no budget.
Now, did you train as a filmmaker?
No, I absolutely...
I sort of knew that.
Yes.
I just kind of asked.
Yes, it's one of those rhetorical questions.
Right.
I actually had zero knowledge of this coming into it. I had no idea what a DOP was or a producer.
Director of photography,
exactly.
Right.
So I went into it blind.
Well, and that circles us back to Mark Kelly, who is the camera sound man, working with someone who really has kind of no idea what he's doing.
Yeah, that was another big thing that made it hard to... you know, I was always questioning myself, like, who am I following around? You know, like it.
And, you know, Ray, I asked Mark, is that a put on? And I want to ask you, I mean, sometimes you are, well, let's take the Vietnam episode. Sometimes you are painfully obtuse. I mean, you're standing in the middle of the most beautiful part of Vietnam, these fabulous characters circling around you. I'm watching you look at a picture of Anthony Bourdain that you have in your hand because that's who you want to find. And I'm thinking, look up, you know,
yeah,
at the people around you.
Well, it's funny because you asked him if, you know, these like opposite sort of personalities, if that was true. And he said yes, because that's a natural sort of dynamic of ours. But there is that person in me, too. It's just exaggerated.
It is. And at the end of the Vietnam piece, in effect, I'm paraphrasing
sure.
You say, I'm kind of realizing, what was I doing looking for him? The beauty of Vietnam was right there.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, why Anthony Bourdain?
Anthony Bourdain has always been, you know, a huge inspiration to us.
Because he does this travel, for people who don't know, he does this amazing show where he travels the world and he eats.
Yes, he eats. He wins Emmys too. And you know, to a lesser degree, here we are, this DIY travel show, funding it by bartending and landscaping, and we wanted to find a way to get our names out there.
Well, the contrast is pretty amazing, and because Mark, in particular, what we also see that we don't see with Anthony Bourdain, we see you. I mean, we see you questioning, you know, late at night you turn the camera on yourself. What were some of the questions that you ask yourself?
What am I doing? What am I doing with myself? What am I doing here?
But on the other hand, I'll start with you, Mark. You're in Vietnam. You know, I mean,
amazing.
Isn't it thrilling to be able to go through in with your own kind of...
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that, I guess, you know, that always was on the back of my mind, is that I'm in this amazing place and I'm basically looking through a camera lens. I'm not seeing it with my own eyes. I'm too focused on the goal.
And Ray, you learn what people learn who travel and say, I'm with a television show. I mean, you ended up going to this wild party
mm-hmm.
that you thought was a wedding.
Mm-hmm. We were told it was a wedding.
you're drinking with these. I don't think you know you speak the language at all, but you're. No. What'd you discover?
We come to find out that it wasn't a wedding. It was actually a funeral.
It gives new meaning to The Ugly American, which didn't you at some point you were going to read the Graham Greene because you felt, you know, well, tell me what you're trying to do. It sounds like you're trying to be the travel writer and documentarian that you've come to respect.
Yes. And Hostile Living is unique in the sense that it really does toe the line of mock and doc. And this is where that sort of exaggeration comes from, because that's a bullet I'm sort of willing to take as, you know, that over-the-top character who's completely oblivious and, you know, doesn't think what he's doing is absolutely nuts.
It's one thing to look for Anthony Bourdain. It's another thing to look for Pablo Escobar's brother. At nighttime with lights being shown on you and, you know, your hands behind. I mean, this seemed more serious.
And it was.
Yeah.
That was one of those situations where being a show with no budget and the host being the producer allows you the flexibility of doing whatever sort of situation comes your way. Mm. We allowed ourselves to sort of let common sense fly out the window for mm-hmm. the sake of getting something. And actually, that's not mock. That's
yeah, that was serious.
That was real, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you want? I mean, if one of the travel channels or, you know, planet channels came to you and said, we'll give you a weekly half-hour slot and a budget, is that what you want? Or does that maybe jeopardize this notion? Because then with that comes tons of suits from the, you know, telling you how to do it.
I guess we've never known, really. I mean, it's been like the core of this thing that we do, it is a story about a group of guys trying to make it in TV and film. So I mean, us trying to get to that point of being professionals, that's part of the story.
I've always sort of looked at it as more of a web thing, you know, which would allow us to keep a degree of creative control, but there are ways to do it through network TV that would allow us to sort of keep the same dynamic.
In other words, I'll take it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, fingers crossed for you. That's Ray Williams. We've also been speaking with Mark Kelly. They are Hostile Living. We'll link you up with their work and their Kickstarter campaign at hereandnow.org. Ray, Mark, thanks, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.